This is the Awakening Podcast from Michael Kibiski. Hey, what's up, people? I'm your hostess to the mostest, Michael Kibiski. How are you guys doing? Yep, I know I'm finally back with a new podcast episode. Seems like it's been a while since I've done one. Yep. I know. Life has been... Yeah, I've been just living life and doing things here at the church I work for and I'm a part of. And my friend's the pastor. I've been doing that for a while. Things in life has just been hectic, but it's all right. It's awesome. And just finally get to do this. Been wanting to do this for a while, but I haven't heard much from God lately, unfortunately. I haven't heard from God for a little while, but finally, I did hear from God, and I need to hear from Him more, not just to make podcasts, but for my own personal walk with Him and everything. But I'm finally back with a new podcast, and it's gonna be awesome. It's entitled Lost Lives Matter. It's true. The harvest matters. The harvest matters to God, and it matters to... should matter to us. And if we want to be more like Jesus, we need to realize that lost lives do matter. And... not live day to day, you know, just doing your thing and your thing only, but really realizing that, you know, there's a world out there that needs God, needs Jesus, and people do really matter. You know, people out there may bug you, do the wrong things, do things to you that you don't like. You know, but who are they really serving? You know, you got to realize that our flesh, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the dark principalities of this world that are behind these people. But they're just people, and their lives do really matter. So I just want to pray before we get this thing started. And everything. Dear Lord, I thank you for this podcast, God. I thank you for these listeners, God. Lord, thank you for who they are, Father God, for what you've done for them, for what you're doing in their lives, and for what you're about to do. God, that we, you know the future. You foretell the future, God. And you're in the future, Father God. And God, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray that you anoint me, God, while I speak into this, Lord. I speak on this subject, Father. God, that all lives matter, Father God. That's true, Lord. We just need to realize that, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I pray for your anointing, Father God, as you anoint me to preach your word, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. All right, guys. So, within that, let's get this thing started. Let's get this party started. Get this party on the roll. All right. Here we go. Hey friends, so this is called Lost Lives Matter. You know, as many of you have seen that little Nas, his ex, whatever his name is, that rapper created a shoe with the company that is called Mischief. That is a Nike shoe. You know, Nike claims that they don't have anything to do with it, with the Satan shoe. And of course, you know, I'm pretty sure that Nike probably profits off from them, especially buying all those type of shoes. Not just that, but Lil Nas X has created a very nasty music video. And it's called Call Me By Your Name, where he gives Satan actually a lap dance. He actually is like on a pole or something like that, Lil Nas X is, and he goes down to hell. And then he goes into, basically gives Satan a lap dance on the throne of hell. And also he breaks off the horns, basically kills the devil, and then puts on the horns himself. And it's got millions and millions of views. And actually, I found out that Nike actually sued Lil Nas X, and a judge in, I'm not sure what state, but I heard a judge basically ruled it that they have to take those Satan shoes off the market. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people were praying for that. I know that. But, you know, there was millions and millions of people backing him up and following him on social media. You know, and they were justifying him, supporting him, and, you know, in this new part of his career. You know, and there are thousands of Christians on social media that are beating non-believers over the head about this. That's ridiculous. And I'm not saying that we need to justify and condone their actions on either side. Both sides are wrong. You know what? We need to love both sides no matter what and hate their sin. You know, the Bible says that people will call evil good and good evil. The Bible says in Isaiah 5:20, this is the English Standard Version and the ESV. So it says Isaiah 5:20, it says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who rise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight." And then, you know, I'm reading a lot of scripture because, you know what? I preach Christ crucified, and that's what we're supposed to do. It's not necessarily making about points. Different points, very good points, very good quotes, but it's about preaching Christ crucified. So in 2 Timothy 3:1 through 7, the ESV says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty for people who will be lovers of self, unholy, heartless, unpleasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving God, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power." And that's basically, side note here, that's basically bad fruit. That's basically rotten fruit that needs to be plucked from the tree. You know, God tells us to basically use the fruits of the Spirit, which are joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, and so on. So then it says, it goes on by saying, "Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins, and led astray by various passions, always learning and never be able to arrive at the knowledge of truth. When this verse says avoid such people, it doesn't mean not to have anything to do with them completely, as some religious people think that this verse means, and they live in their own little Christian consuming bubble. It means do not condone their actions. Don't partner with their actions. Love the person, hate their sin, just like Jesus did. I want to make a note to this. This morning, this is very interesting. I was watching the SBC network, Jimmy Swaggart's network. And I was kind of watching this program that they have on there called Francis and Friends. And one viewer had a question about, they told their, I think the viewer said about their, they were teaching their kid about homosexuality, about how basically that, you know, you can love the person but hate their sin. And the kid, I guess the kid said something about that, well, you're an abomination if you have anything to do with the homosexual. And Frances, I think she said something about, you know, you can be nice to the person, but, you know, sin, it's a sin, blah, blah, blah. You know, all this stuff. Yes, homosexuality is a sin. All sin is sin. To God, there's not one single sin that is higher than the other. And Jesus, when he was on the face of this planet, when he was here on the earth, when he walked the earth, he ate with those people. He ate with sinners. He fellowshiped with sinners. That doesn't mean Jesus wasn't just nice to those people. No, Jesus ate with them. He fellowshiped with them. He didn't like their sin. He told them to turn away from their sin. It's not that he didn't have anything to do with them, because he did. And religious world, they say, be nice to the person. No. No. You love the person, you hate the sin. You become like Jesus in that situation. God loves everyone. John 3:17 says, for God did not come to condemn the world, but that the world may have life. You know, we forget that part of John 3:16 to 17. So Matthew 5:13 through 16 in the ESV says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So therefore, I will declare, and I declare it, lost lives matter. Lost lives matter to God, and they should matter to us. Matthew 5:43-47, it says, have you heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy? But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? And like I was saying, and I'm sorry, this is kind of a repeat, but you know, we all know the verse John 3:16, of course. It says, you know, we know that. For God so loved the world that he sent his only one and only Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Sorry, that's a little King James version. memorized that ever since I was a kid, since I was like 5 years old, something like that. You know, Jesus didn't come for some. Jesus came for all. In John 3:17, it says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now, it's not our job to condemn people for their sin. It's our job to love people for who they are, where they're at, to awaken hearts into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It's our job to point them to Jesus Christ. You know, who is going to? You know, they're in their sin. They're living in their sin. But, you know, whose job is it to do that? That's our job. You know, it's our job to point them to Christ. You know, if not, who then? If not, who then? Come on now. All sin is the same. You know, we don't know what people are going through, per se. Maybe we walked in their shoes, you know, maybe in your past, you know. Maybe you were, I don't know, maybe you were a teenager and you were just really rebellious, you were rebellious towards your parents, you were rebellious towards God. And you decided to get high, and you decided to live in your sin. You decided to drink. You decided to smoke. You decided to have premarital sex. You decided to, you know, live your own world and try to be your own God. And, you know, maybe you've forgotten to what it is to live like that. And, you know, that, and now that you're a Christian, and, you know, you've gone away from that. You know, God has cleaned you up. You know, you ran to the arms of Christ and he's cleaned you up. And, you know, it's not about, I want to make this point for the people who are listening that are not believers in Christ. You know, it's not about trying to do things on your own to clean yourself off, you know, before you have to come to God. You need to come to God and he will clean you off, because he loves you. His arms are open wide for you. He wants to embrace you. You know, maybe you've been a Christian all your life and you never knew what it has. You've never known what it feels like to not being a Christian. And maybe you didn't have a rebellious side when you were younger as a kid. You know. But you know what? We must put ourselves in other people's shoes. And the other shoes of people who aren't Christians. And, you know, we need to realize that we're all human. We all bleed the same. And we all need Jesus. And there is a movie, actually, that just came out on Netflix. And it's kind of a cheesy, in a way, I would say. It's kind of a cheesy High School Musical that it was Christian based. And there was a part where they were singing. Basically, it's a story about a teenager who was basically running from God, and he was living in sin, and he stole the cop car, and he was an orphan, basically a teenager dude, and he got caught, and they basically put him in a orphanage, and this orphanage was actually a Christian orphanage, and they had him go to a, I think he was actually in the orphanage when he stole the cop car, but he wasn't necessarily a Christian. But anyways, long story short, he went to they had him go to a Christian camp, and he meets this girl here, blah, 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 you know, the typical teenage thing. And there was a really powerful point in this movie. And I will play you the that part. They were singing, "Our God is an awesome God." And it really struck me, because during this time, this kid was not a Christian. And he was searching and reaching out for God. But here you go. Here's this clip. Yeah, so this movie was called this movie is called A Week Away. The synopsis of this, whatever you call it. Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyways, it's an uplifting musical that a troubled teen takes a leap of faith by attending a summer camp, and unexpectedly finds love, friends, and a place to belong. Yep. All right. Yep, that's a teenage thing. But cool for that. Yeah. But this is a point that got me, and it's pretty interesting. But here goes.
I don't know much, but this much I do. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Yeah, this is all right here, but, you know, this is Christianese right here a little bit, but, yeah, there's more to this. He doesn't know that God is this awesome.
Afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories, they somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through.
God only knows what they say about you.
God only knows how it's killing you. Is there a kind of love that
our God is an awesome God? God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. Is there a kind of love that God only knows? God only knows what you got. God only knows what they say about you.
God, he reigns from heaven above.
You know, maybe you can relate. I don't know. Maybe you're not a believer and you're listening to this podcast. You know, maybe that's what you feel. You'll feel that, you know, people are just ignoring you, that you're going through life, you know, on your own, being your own God, trying to do life on your own. And you feel that, you know, that you're going through these struggles in life, and you feel like you have to go through them all by yourself, and that you can't, you know, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to turn to. So maybe you turn to drugs. Maybe you turn to alcohol. You know, maybe you turn to all these different things in life, and you don't feel that you matter. You don't feel that your life really matters at all. And maybe you even tried suicide. I don't know. But you know what? I got news for you, my friend. Your life does matter. Your life does matter. Your life does matter to God. Your life matters to people. You do matter. You are loved. And you are loved by the Father's embrace. He loves you so much. And there are people who love you. Your life does matter so much. And you know what? God has his arms wide open, ready for you just to embrace him. Just to jump into his arms. He loves you no matter what. You know what, my friend? I love you. I love you for no matter what, for who you are. You know, you may be, you know, into sin right now, in some kind of sin. You know what? I love you no matter what. No matter what sin you're in. Maybe you're a homosexual. I love you. I love you. And you know what? There's hope for you. You don't have to go through this alone, my friend. You don't have to go through these situations by yourself. At all. At all. All you have to do is jump into the arms of the Father and say, yes, I believe. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, to take away my sin, to take away everything I have done, everything that I'm doing right now, everything that I will do in the future. I believe in him. I want his help. I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want him to be the God of my life. I want help. I don't want to be my own God. I don't want to do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. But God, I need you. I need you. Thank you for loving me. Now, if you prayed that with me, I just want to say welcome to the family of Christ. Welcome to the family of Christ. God, he loves you so much. He's going to wrap his arms around you right now. You feel that? If you feel that, that is Jesus Christ. That is God putting his arms around you. Wrapping his love around you. Wrapping his arms and embracing you. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you're doing. He loves you no matter what. He's going to wipe your sins away and make them clean. He's going to clean you off right now. If you said yes to Jesus Christ, then what I want you to do, I want you to email me personally. My email address is Michael, KUBISKY, at yahoo.com. You can personally email me there. Let me know if you said yes to this prayer. And you know what? There's more steps to being a Christian. But all you have to do is believe. And, but, you know, just let me know and I'll personally get a hold of you. And yeah, I'll pray for you and get you connected somewhere in the family of God. But, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend. Your life does matter. Ladders. Shoots and ladders. It matters. Your life does matter. Seriously. Your life does matter. It matters to God and it matters to people. Love you, my friend. Well, you know what? I want to say thank you. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast so much. It's been such appreciated for you guys to listen to this. I'll be coming out with some more podcast episodes here pretty soon. Just got to get into the Word, dig into the Word more. And yeah, more podcast episodes will arrive. Thank you for listening to it. I'm going to let you know that I need you so much. I need you to subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to it anywhere podcasts are found. On iTunes, you can subscribe right there. Pretty simple. You'll get notified when we have a new episode that posts. You can listen to, you can subscribe on Spotify. Got that set up. Subscribe right there. Same thing. You'll get notified. As well as iHeartRadio. Check that out. You can do that as well too. Other places wherever podcasts are found, you can subscribe to our podcast too. And just not just subscribe, but I need you to share it. Share this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your coworkers, to your enemies. Whoever, just share it, please, on social media. It'd be so much appreciated. And again, I just want to say thank you for listening to it. You've been amazing. Yeah, you, friends, you've been amazing. You know, if you want to sow into my ministry, Michael Kubisky Ministries, we'll get that connected as well. You can email me personally at Michael Kubisky, KUBISKY. That's how you spell my last name. At yahoo.com. Please email me there. I do also take Venmo. If you'd be interested in sowing into my ministry. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed day. Whenever you listen to this, just be blessed. Remember, one God, one hope, one peace, one love. Love you guys.